AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker today, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. The number is 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Sunshine, 59 degrees, beautiful start to the day. We're looking at 81 before it is all said and done on this 17th day of the month of May. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Friday morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia City Engineer Jim Huberts. A lot of projects in play, and Jim's in to give us an update on all of the stuff happening. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. I'm doing well, thanks. This morning, how are things going over there?
Good.
You sound breathless and with good reason here, Jim. Boy, there's a lot of stuff in the hopper, which is either getting started soon or underway now.
There is. Yes. We had our CIP meeting yesterday internally and with our staff and upstairs, city manager's office, public works, and some others. We run anywhere from about 70 projects at any given phase. You know, the public generally sees 4, 5, 6 of them at any given time, but there's a lot going on in the background constantly, and yeah, I guess where would you like to start?
Well, let's go. let's start and get this list attacked here, Jim. I-35 bridge over Lincoln. How are we looking there?
So that and I continue. I want to stress that is a KDOT project. That is I-35, KDOT's bridge on the interstate system. We are kept in the loop on their progress on it, and what they're telling us right now is they have the utility relocations completed that they were doing, and their contractor is telling them Memorial Weekend tentatively is when Lincoln Street will be closed, and at that point then they'll start the demolition of that box bridge that's there. What's going to go back is a span bridge, and it's ultimately going to end up looking like Burlingame's Crossing, without the median island that has, with a lot more viewing area for the traveling public to be able to see cars coming underneath that bridge. And in addition to that, there will be a 10-foot hike and bike concrete path that will connect Becker Addition to Jones Park, which will be very beneficial for connectivity in town. That project lasts until August of 25, and the Lincoln Street will be closed to through traffic under Interstate 35 until that time, once they close it.
This the way it
so
sounds
it's closed
here,
a year.
Yeah, this is going to be a long project, but the way it sounds here, too, is that this is going to give much better visibility for specifically those on Lincoln Street, because right now there's a couple of blind spots. Say if you're either really those of you going 24th and then deciding whether you're going to go north or south, you have a lot of visibility issues there at that particular corner.
Yes, it will really widen out that intersection for viewing for those eastbound 24th that stop there at that T intersection, and then they have to kind of inch their nose out and see is anybody coming southbound on Lincoln, and so it'll help that tremendously.
All right, so that's going to be a good but lengthy project, and let's move to Waterline. And speaking of big projects, 24th and Prairie Waterline project, Jim, where are we at there?
So we just had our public information meeting, had the best turnout on our public information meetings since I've been here. We had over 30 people show up, and it was a lot of good questions on that. That the city's contractor will be starting June 3rd that week. This contract is going to take probably about 12 months is our expectation when you factor in a little bit of weather on that across the time. And it's going to be a lengthy project. It's going to start up there at Industrial, right near our water treatment plant, up on kind of on what I'll call the Pavilions property, the city water treatment plant property. It'll angle down from there to 24th, just east of Industrial, and then from there go due east all the way down 24th Avenue until you hit the sled park area, as I like to call it, there on the embankment of Prairie Street on the north side of I-35, and then they'll diagonally cut across I-35 highway, go down Prairie Street to 12th Avenue. So that project, it's got about 8,000 feet of 24-inch water transmission main, and then about 5,000 feet of 6-inch through 20-inch. And the traffic in 24th Avenue and Prairie Street will be closed to through traffic around the construction area that the contractor is where he is at any given time on the project. So our expectation is it's going to be kind of a moving construction zone with the contractor, probably a couple hundred feet, and as they work along, because they'll probably do 100, 150 feet a day, and then they'll be putting the pavement back behind them the day before is progress as they go. And so traffic will just have to, they'll have to find alternate routes, but key businesses, key properties along there, Presbyterian Manor and some things like that, we worked through as far as maintaining access for emergency services and things like that with the fire department and with the contractor, and we think we have a pretty good game plan on it.
You'd mentioned here about the detours, and really once these two projects that we mentioned, I-35, Lincoln Street, 24th and Prairie, I want to get into really quickly here in a second about 24th and Prairie and the work off of specifically Prairie Street for some hard-hit areas with waterline breaks in a second, but speaking of the detours specifically, there's going to be a lot of traffic tie-ups for a year plus here as these two projects really get started.
Yeah, there really will. We obviously had a big need with our waterline repairs and kind of expediting this project as much as we could. It just so happened that concurrently kind of going on was the interstate and I-35 bridge project at Lincoln. Timing of that, we had been in conversations with KDOT all along, and they weren't delaying their project, and we really couldn't delay the waterline project either. The one thing that we are delaying, and I'll just touch on it just very briefly, is we've got under design, and we'll bid it late this year, is a sidewalk and hike and bike project in conjunction with KDOT, their transportation alternative program, and that goes along 24th Avenue from Prairie over to Lincoln. We're delaying that a year simply because a contractor would be out there taking up one lane of 24th Avenue and throwing that into the mix along with the waterline project and the bridge being out was just going to be way too much happening at any given one time. So we've put a little bit of thought to that on construction schedules.
All right, so we're looking at about a year for I-35 and the 24th and Prairie Waterline Project and detours on that waterline project. I know the city will do a pretty good job of keeping you updated on where they're at, but as Jim mentioned, about 150 feet a day, so kind of a moving target.
Rolling
as far
situation.
As the detours go with the 24th and Prairie Waterline Project. Big project, but boy, that is something that is much needed. And that's going to be a big check off the list, isn't it, Jim, when that gets done?
It really is. It's going to end up ultimately replacing a 20-inch and a 16-inch transmission lines that we have that run parallel out of the plant that come down Flint Road. They come down Flint Road over to Prairie at about 18th Avenue and then come south to 12th. And those have been in existence since about the late 19-teens, early 1920s, between the two of them. So we've gotten our service life out of them, and we're starting to see that, you know, with as they age and are blowing up on us here recently.
Sure. I, given our time constraints, I do need to shift over here to a couple of other projects, and specifically US 50. Looks like that resurfacing project is really down to the short strokes now between Prairie and Graphic Arts.
Yeah, it is. Contractor finished that up last week, and literally, and cleanup, and we're down to paperwork and just getting our reimbursement funding from KDOT, which was about 50% of it, I think. We're getting about $400,000 to help pay for that from KDOT.
All right, Jim, what about street rehab? What are we looking at? Big overview there for us.
Street rehab will get started end of May, 1st of June, and that's consisting of about 23 various street segments around town, miscellaneous concrete work and ADA ramps, and then the surface milling and 2-inch asphalt overlay. We probably have about 50% more in the project this year, so it's going to last into October once they get started, and it's going to be scattered throughout town. I mean, just about every part of town with all three of these 23 street segments.
Okay. You know, one of the things too, a part of this, and it does. I think this is off that a little bit, but the brick streets just east of downtown that you're going to have another public meeting on coming up here within the next 2 weeks or so. I was actually just driving over brick streets right before this was announced, wondering, you know, how long does it take to get these you know, updated or replaced or repaired? Kind of what the process is for that, and I guess we'll find out here with the work that's coming up here.
Yeah, and Chuck, a good question, because what we're doing on this, we have a brick street policy that's been in place for many years, and we're stepping through the process of repairing a brick street, and what we're proposing on this is to leave the bricks in place, do a leveling course over, and then paving over the bricks. We've got to step through a process with our brick street policy of notifying the neighborhood and getting feedback on that, and then reporting back to the city manager's office and the commission on that before we proceed.
Did you say paving over the brick?
We, on these two instances, that is what we were proposing.
Okay.
We're going with a more cost-efficient approach to it. We've looked at the numbers, and compared to our mill and overlay projects, repairing a brick street in terms of doing a total rebuild is about 10 times the cost. And we know we have historic areas,
yeah.
But I think at one time we had about 14% of our streets were brick, and we've just realized that we're fiscally constrained to be able to maintain them at a high level. That amount of brick streets, and so it's being proposed that we asphalt over these, and we'll see what their feedback is from the neighborhood.
Well, there's much more we could touch on, but we appreciate the update. We're out of time here this morning, Jim, but of course we'll get you back on and keep people updated on the many, many, many projects we have here in and around the city of Emporia. As always, we appreciate your time.
Chuck and Ron, I appreciate being able to talk about our projects, and hope you guys have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Jim Hubert, city engineer, joining us here with a lot of stuff. Next time we bring him on, we'll just talk about the work that's going on in Industrial Parks 3 and 4, so we'll try to get him on early next month. We can tell you that next week's newsmaker slots are all full. Basically, the entire schedule next week is full. Event organizer Dow Wilson is our Monday newsmaker as we talk about the Flint Hills Rodeo and Strong City.
Strong City, and our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. 7:38, sunshine, 59 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Don't want to be tied down by a wireless contract? Get the service you deserve with Nextech Wireless.